It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, January 19th, 2011. I'm John Moe. The FCC and the Justice Department approved the sale of NBC Universal to Comcast. The deal took well over a year to go through, so now you can watch Comcast movies and Comcast TV through Comcast Cable or Comcast Internet. Maybe you think that sounds Comcastic, or maybe you think it sounds like a total Comcast astrophe. Susan Crawford is with the Cardozo Law School. Susan, the list of conditions that the government put on Comcast here is a mile long, but what's the overall theme?
Because this is a merger of the country's largest distributor of both cable and broadband, and one of only four or five major media conglomerates, both the Commission and the Department of Justice are trying to put rules and procedures in place that will keep competition alive in the video marketplace. So, for example, they're making sure that Comcast will have to make its programming available to other distributors, both online and offline, on fair and reasonable terms. They're trying to make sure that other actors will be able to launch new innovative online video distribution companies that maybe don't exist yet.
Turning to computer security now, hopefully we all know by this point that those emails from wealthy Nigerian princes are not really from wealthy Nigerian princes, but scammers and spammers and malware purveyors are always looking for new ways into your computer. They're evolving, they're mutating. The security firm Sophos released its annual security threat report this morning. Chet Wisniewski is with Sophos. He says there's been a huge increase in attacks through social networking sites.
Well, the primary malware, as far as a virus that would infect your computer this year, has been the Kubeface worm, which is kind of a play on words of the word Facebook. It can chat to your friends using your profile once it's on your computer and appear to be you and actually interact with them in, you know, both like Facebook chat windows and Yahoo Messenger and these types of services, as well as Skype. It's quite versatile in the different programs it can use. And because it's apprehended your computer, it's able to really present itself as you quite well to scam people into disclosing personal information or even wiring money to bank accounts to help you because you're in a bad situation.
How does somebody get Kubeface in the first place?
The most recent attack we've seen has been through getting people to download a photo sharing application on their computer. So they get a message from a friend going, "Oh, I've got a, you know, awesome photos from my vacation. I'd love to share with you. Download this program." And of course, it's an executable file and what we would call Trojan. It masquerades itself to say it's a photo viewer when in fact, just like the Trojan horse, it's masquerading itself and it's a virus.
Chet says the best thing you can do, more than any antivirus software or special alert system, is use your common sense.
When you're putting information on the internet in any way, shape, or form, that you need to remember that it's public. It's a public place. It's the same as if you were in the park down the street. And if the consciousness of the average internet user gets raised up a little bit, where they start thinking about something and going, "Did I really win the lottery in Ghana?" If we apply the same level of skepticism that we do in our normal lives, I think that the internet will become a safer place.
Another story we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. The most popular free app in the Apple App Store was created by a 14-year-old. Robert Ney of Utah is behind Bubble Ball, a game that's now more popular than the famed Angry Birds. Ney liked playing games on his iPod Touch, and a friend said he should build one. So he tried out some game development software, found some he liked, went to work, and made a hit. What were you doing when you were 14? Sometimes a story just makes us scratch our heads. Like smellable video games. A company called Scent Sciences is offering cartridges of 20 smells meant to accompany games. You plug your smell emitter into your game console and then play and sniff. Bill Wiles is CEO of Scent Sciences.
Say, for instance, you walk into the pine forest. Now you smell the pine forest and you walk from there into the castle and you smell the dankness of the castle.
We asked our Twitter team what smells would go with other popular video games.
Super Mario Brothers, Princess Peach's overpowering perfume, mushrooms, hubris, faint trace of Luigi.
Farmville, manure and despair.
Frogger, fetid swamp water, hot asphalt, exhaust, rotting frog guts.
That was Zach Bentz, Flyover Joel, and Joseph Scrimshaw. You can follow us on Twitter, join our Twitter team. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.